From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this news today, the RSA saying that they are going to increase the price of the driving test and the NCT in an attempt to shore up some funding. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been on the streets of Dublin today asking what people make of the price increase.
No, what would it go up for? Everything is dear as there is. We can't live. And they want to make more money for them, for the poor stupid. But the homeless around here, they don't seem to bother about them.
Why would they do it? I heard on the radio that they're going to do it to make the road safer. That's ridiculous. To raise a driving test or an NCT test to make it safer? Come on. You need a driving licence, you need an NCT test, but the logic in it is out the window.
I don't think that's a bad idea, just because public transport isn't really the best as well. So, yeah, we should be encouraging people to drive more. Obviously, the environment and everything, it's better to take public transport, but it's not very convenient to us.
No, so I'm 30 and I don't drive, but my rent is so expensive in Dublin and I live so close to the city. I'm a 20-minute bus ride into work. I just can't justify the cost of running a car, and I don't have like a parent that I could go as a second driver or anything on the list. So it's a big deterrent to me. I don't think I could honestly afford to run a car, pay rent and save any sort of money to buy a house. So as of right now, it's either saving or a car. And for me, the saving just trumps having a car.
I just think the price of driving has just gone through the roof, full stop. Like, even to start, to get on the road, like, you have to do your 12 lessons. That's already, well, some can be up to plus 450, like, and then to be expected on top of that, you have to do your theory. That's more money. And then to do your actual test, it's €85. I've done my test. I failed my test. I have to do it again. But to reapply, do you think you get a discount? No, it's another €85. They don't cut anyone any slack in that regard. And now all the extra rules coming in, it just seems like a money racket, to be honest.
All right, that was the views of different people on the street speaking to Sheila Nocton. Sheila's with me in studio and we're joined by Emily Keegan from the News Talk newsroom. So Sheila, what exactly is being proposed by the RSA, do we know?
Yeah, so this is only a proposal. They want a 10% fee increase. That's on the national car test and the driving test, but other services as well that they provide. However, they have said that there is an alternative, and that alternative is that they get more funding. So they get just over about 90 million a year, but there's lots of other costs now. They have to pay wage increases, rent increases, and make provision for contractors. That's due to higher inflation. So they're saying either give us more money or allow us to increase our prices. So it would go up to €65.50 for the NCT and €93.50 for the driving test if this is brought in.
So, I mean, there's lots of conversations about driving and road use and road safety in the context of increasing road deaths. We're at 81, is it, this year, which is the highest level it's been at this point in the year in 10 years. And it comes after a big increase last year. So a really worrying trend. What's not often talked about, I guess, is the cost of keeping a car on the road. You must do an awful lot of driving.
I do a lot of driving.
Is it expensive?
Well, I have two cars.
Two car Nocton here.
My cousin, who's 15, thinks that's great and tells all his friends. So apparently I'm very cool. So obviously I have the one that I drive for work. And then I have my little Ford Fiesta that I call Fiesta Party. So I'll go through some of the prices of that. I think Emily's going to talk to you a bit about what it costs before you even get on the road. But this is for me on the road. I think this is a good car to use as well, because when I was in UCD, everyone had a red Fiesta. So, you know, I'm going to say lots of young people have one.
It's a few years ago now, Sheila. But anyway.
Well, I was doing my master's, I'll have you know.
Sure, sure.
So I am 8 years claims free. This is a 2020 Ford Fiesta. And this year, to get that car on the road, it was, my insurance was over 650. My tax is 180. The NCT was 55. So that all came to €885. I didn't thankfully fail the NCT, but if I had, that would have gone up to €910. And then for anything that you might need for your car, so say a service, you can have a basic between 80 and 125, or a full service is 215 to 360. Then you've got your your tyres for €50 a go. And the average motorist spends over €2,000 a year on fuel. Now, we've talked about fuel as well. You said yourself, like, you spend way more than that. So that's like maybe the base. So you're talking thousands. That's just to get your car on the road.
Tyres as well. I know people who drive EVs, and I'm not having a go with them. I'd love to be driving an EV, actually, I have to say. But very expensive. The tyres can blow out more often, I understand, than maybe a kind of a combustion engine car, because they weigh more, and very expensive to replace those tyres.
Expensive. And also as well, just if you were talking about EVs, so we have two at my house. And
are these your two cars or someone else's two cars?
Not my two cars.
These are different two cars.
One is my car.
God. The garage must be bigger than the average family home. Go on.
The other is my dad's. But he recently has also had problems with the EV, in that it won't link up to the charger, it won't charge, so it's constantly bringing it back in to get that fixed as well. That's other costs as well that we never would have had before with my Ford Fiesta.
So Emily, these are the costs of running the car. What about, I know you've been kind of doing the maths on the cost of getting behind the wheel in the first place and getting the licence and getting up and going. So talk us through some of that.
Yeah, so I sat my driving test not too long ago. I'm still on my end plates, so it was less than 2 years ago at this point.
You loved it so much you sat it twice, I understand.
wasn't going to bring that one up, but sure, okay. So I did the maths on if someone was to sit the test at the time that I did and not go about it maybe the same way I did, to do everything right, to do the bare minimum 12 lessons, to sit the test once, to not have to reapply for another learner's permit because you spent too long before you sat the test. If you did everything once and you did everything right, you would be talking, around the time that I did it, around €765. That's okay. For your eye test, your theory test, your learner permit, your driving lessons, your driving test and your full license. It doesn't include the cost of a car. It doesn't include your tax, your insurance, anything like that. That is the basic things you need to do to get your license. Now, if this goes up, we don't know. They say they want to increase kind of their services across the board by 10%. The only one that we've confirmation of is the test itself. So that's the only one I added onto it. That would only bring up the average price around £850. But since that, we are already seeing things going up across the board. So when I did my lessons, it was €40 per lesson. I know a friend of mine is doing lessons right now, and he's paying €50 a lesson. So already that price, before they've increased the test rate, has gone from €765 to €850.
Okay.
So, and it's because at the time I was told by my driving instructor, the price of fuel is going up, so they have to charge more for
lessons. Yeah, understandable from their point of view.
Very fair. But if things are going to keep going up across the board, £850 added onto the test suddenly becomes a lot of money over time, when you're already paying so much money before you even get behind the wheel of your own car.
Yeah, this is interesting because, you know, we as well as talking about road safety, I guess, and Sheila, you and I have had that conversation about the cost of living and the kind of price inflation and different things, and whether we're being ripped off. Petrol and diesel we do talk about, but we don't often talk about, Emily, all of that stuff, you know, all the additional costs. And then once you are up and running and you've got to keep going back for your NCT, the price of that going up. And I know Shane O'Donoghue of Complete Car was on News Talk earlier suggesting actually that people might put off going for the NCT altogether if they couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm. He was making the point that a lot of the time now we're seeing the Gardaí doing way more on social media, and they will post and say, we found this car, they'd no tax, they'd no insurance, they'd no NCT or whatever it was. So people already are maybe avoiding the NCT, their cars then mightn't be roadworthy. And he was saying any barrier that's going to stop even more people maybe going for it. So if you're on the cusp of being on the road and off the road, if you're just about affording your petrol, just about affording all of your other things, and then suddenly this little cost, which is, you know, 10% seems small, but that's added on. I mean, you might be more likely maybe to take the risk of not having your NCT. Then is your car roadworthy? And then do we have more risks on the road?
And we also have a phenomenon now with more and more people commuting longer distances. And I do that, but I'm a bad example because I choose to do it. But lots of people kind of forced to do it. And you'd wonder about wear and tear on tyres, and how many people actually every few months look at the tyres and think, I'm going to change all four of them. And maybe it's €400 or €500. I'd wager, you know, checkpoints on tyres and tread depth would return awful lots of negative findings. So you must do a good bit of, you commute as well, Emily.
Yeah, so when I got this job here just over a year ago now, I moved home because I'm from Kildare. It's not that far of a commute. It's just under an hour if there's no traffic. Thought to myself, this is great, move home, I'll save loads of money. I drive 130 kilometres a day by going back and forth to Dublin. So I'm spending, I have to fill up my tank about every 5 to 6 days doing that. I try not to drive on the weekends to save petrol money, which is just kind of sad in itself.
So you actively try and not drive the weekend?
Yeah, if I can get my boyfriend to drive me, if I can get my parents to drive me, a sibling, I will do that instead to save the money, because I know I'm going to burn through the petrol Monday to Friday.
Let me all your secrets there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening to this now, Emily. You know.
Well, I hope so. But yeah, so I'm to fill up. Now, I only have a little Corsa, so it's not a huge tank. But to fill up my tank, I go to the cheapest place I can find. There's a place in Dublin I go to that the petrol is 1.74 a litre, which is the cheapest I've seen. It's normally around 1.80. But I'm still spending over 70 euro a week to fill it. 70 euro to fill it. So
what's
over 70
interesting
week.
As well, and we talked about it when we did the Rip Off Ireland series, we looked at fuel, and you would think then, you know, people who maybe are on, often in rural parts of the country, maybe have lower salaries and different things like that, and but the cost of living then for rent is lower. But actually what we found when we did it was places in rural Cavan, in more rural parts of the country, they may have one petrol station, so they can actually charge a higher price, which is what we did see. So you might have a lower income, and yet you might be forced to get your petrol or any of your fuel from this one place in your area, and then you're spending more. So, you know, are we also, is there a bit of an inequality or something there when it comes to what people are being charged depending on where they live and the cost of it as well, and then running your car?
Yeah, I just wonder as well whether people have just, I talk about putting off the NCT, put off even going down the road of learning to drive or doing the lessons and all of that. Like, it is cost prohibitive. And if money was tight in a household, I could see why they'd say, what figures did you say there, Emily? Was it 700 and... or 850 quid.
850 now. Yeah,
850 before you kind of factor in any hike in price of the driving test. 850 at the moment just to get up and running. That would be cost prohibitive, I'd say, in a lot of houses up and down the country. So 087 1400 106 if that applies to you. 7 years, no claims on mine. 0986. I got a quote for 1100 euro for insurance this week. What a rip off. Car insurance is a scam. Isn't it?
But also
you're paying money into it. Sorry, no, this sounds like yelling out of the pub now. You're paying money into it. And then the idea surely is that if you've got an accident, then you can kind of effectively draw down on those funds that you've been paying all of that time. But that's not how it works. You pay money into it. Then you've got your accident. Then they pay for the repairs. And then they recoup all the loss of the repairs by hiking up your insurance for the next few years. So all of that money that you've been paying is just pure profit for the insurance company. It's an absolute scam.
But also, if you ring up and say, hi, my insurance is 700. Can you put that down to 650? They go, yeah, yeah. Why didn't you give me the 650 in the first place? Like, why do we have to ring up and negotiate? Why aren't they giving us the cheapest price? I don't understand.
I tell you, that's the real story in this country. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Sheila Nocton, Emily Keegan from the News Talk Newsroom. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.